Interesting one. I never gave a shear on the international date line. It's always very confusing, but I think we could try to simplify things a bit to discuss the halachas of Sfiras Omer as it relates to the international date line. I assume everyone here is familiar with it, but just to walk everyone through basically what the international date line is, there's a big machlokas poskim where exactly this line is. I'm not going to get into those details. If it runs to the Pacific, if it runs through some areas, maybe in Korea. But there is some point where there has to be an international date line, whereby when you go from the east to the west, you've now jumped over a day, you've leaped 24 hours into the next day. So let's say it's Tuesday, where when you're on the eastern side of the international date line, and you cross over, that becomes now Wednesday. 24 hours jump. And the reverse, you go from the western part of the international date line, and you go east, so then you've gone back a day, you went from Wednesday to now Tuesday. So that creates a number of different questions. The biggest question that's discussed is Shabbos. If you've any of the areas where there's no Misora, Hawaii being one of them, there's no Misora exactly if it lies on which side of the international dateline. When is Shabbos exactly? So it becomes a big discussion. What should a person do in Hawaii, for example? Should you keep 2 days of Shabbos? Should you keep 1 day of Shabbos? Is there really a Misora established by Chabad that's there now when the right Shabbos is? So that's the major question that's dealt with when it comes to international dateline. We're going to address the question of Sfiras Omer. So what happens when it comes to Sfiras Omer? So the easier question is, let's say you go back in time. You repeat a day. Repeating a day is much easier. So in other words, let's say you come from Australia and you cross over the international dateline. So it was Tuesday and you cross over. So that's the way it was Wednesday, and you cross over, it's Tuesday, so you're repeating Tuesday night again. That's the easiest question. So let's deal with that first question of repeating a day, and then we'll go to a question of skipping over, jumping over a day. So it's interesting to note that the first tshuva, the major tshuva that discusses this, is written by Bitzel HaChachma. Now, the reason why it's so interesting is because he actually spent a lot of time in Australia. He spent a lot of time in Australia, and he understood personally crossing over the line. So just look a little bit about his background, who the Bitzel HaChachma was. He was his name was Bitzel Stern. Bitzel Stern grew up in Hungary. He was born in Hungary in the earlier part of the 20th century. He went through the Holocaust. And at the end of the Holocaust, he jumped around to different places throughout the world. So immediately after the war was over, he spent some time in Italy, and he built the yeshiva in Rome, interestingly. And then 6 years later, 5 years later, he moved to Melbourne, Australia. So he spent time in Australia, which a lot of the questions come from traveling to Australia and back. He established yeshiva and other places, other institutions in Australia. And then he spent a number of years in Vienna. And then at the end of his life, 1980s, he spent his time in Yerushalayim. That was his history. So he spent a lot of time across the globe. So he was the main posek dealing with this particular shaila. So look at the first Mar Malkum now. After the biography of Rav Bitzel Stern, he raises this question. Again, the simpler, the easier question of when you have to repeat a day of Sfir because you're crossing over the international date line. So look inside. Nishalti Harbe Pame was asked many, many times, Me'anoshim Hanosim, people traveling, Bimei Sfir Omer, during Sfir, Mipo Australia, from Australia, which is where he was located after the war, L'America. Ubederch nisiyasim, while they're traveling, heim ovrim betisa, they're flying on a plane, eskav hatarich, that means the line, the date, tarich is a date, and habein leumi means international. So that's the Hebrew way of saying international date line. It's the orders out of order the way we say it, but kav, the line, the tarich, the date, habein leumim, the international date line. So they pass over the international date line. Sham muchsa hatarich yom sham. Now, they repeat a day entirely, because in Australia it was Wednesday, and now they're going to America, now it becomes Tuesday. They've gone back in time now. Eich aleim lehisnaig binogei lemitzvos sfiras omer achrei chatzosim es kav hatarich haniska. What should they do if they cross over the line in terms of sfiras omer? So he lays out the different options here. He gives gives you a mashal. We could just use, let's use his mashal. We'll use it for the next couple of shilas. Read the underline. I'll give you an example, just to be more concrete. Misha kodim nisiyasim me Australia, guys in Australia, and Safar Shami counts there, or liyom chavches Nisan, it was the night of the chavches Nisan, which is just a couple days ago, actually. Today is Lamed, so a couple days ago. Hayom shlosha asar yom l'omer. So they counted the 13th day of the Omer, when he was in Australia. Ukashir chata derech tisas kava tarich b'em sayom. Now, midday, it's Wednesday, and suddenly it turns to Tuesday, because that's what the line tells you. So now what happens is, huchsa shamatarich, the date goes back a day, yom sham, you've moved back 24 hours in time. Harehu sham emsa yom chavzayim benisan shu yom yubez l'omer. Now he's on the 12th day of Omer. So now he's in America, and now it's going to be Tuesday night again. Does he count the 13th night? He counted yesterday the 13th night with a bracha. So does he count the 13th night of Omer again with a bracha? Ech yamshich lispor, how should he continue to count? Kasher yehel laila shu oz b'makom ha... Now it's again Tuesday night again. He's in Los Angeles. He's in New York City. Does he count the 13th day of the Omer? That's the question he was asked. Many times he said. So he tells us, now, if we look at Os Aleph now, Be'etzem, Yesh Ladon B'zeh Aleph Sharis Shel Gimel Drachim. There are really three approaches. Three approaches to answer this question. And he lays them out and then gives his psak. Number one, Aleph. She Yispor Be'os Alayla Yud Gimel Le'omer Ki Fiyach Eshbon Makom Hemtzal. He should count according to where he is. And now in Los Angeles, in New York City, wherever he's fit. They're counting the 13th, so he should count again the 13th, even though he did it yesterday for himself. But wherever you are, makom minag makom, you are here, you should count according to where you are.
Why?
Because that's the minag makom, is it right now in the Zman he is. He's in the location in Los Angeles. They count the 13th.
But he already did it already, so why did
he do it? So we'll get to this back and forth. These are just laying out the options, then he'll give you his final psak. So that's one approach, count wherever you are. Aval harehu suffer kvar yugimel, but you already counted the 13th, he asks. Emes, yesterday. So how do you ask this? How do you say this again? So that's the first approach. He doesn't like that first approach, based on what you're saying. Os beis. Yamshich svira, so he should count his personal day. I mean, he'll count tonight's the 14th, even though everybody else in the shul is counting hayom shloshasar, he counts hayom arbasar. He's counting his own personal counting. Emes. Right now, not. Emes suffer yugimel. Okay, so he is poor yudal. So yesterday he counted 13, so tonight he's going to count 14, so he can't be the chazan, he can't down for everybody else, because he's saying the wrong day for everyone. Aval, he says, Harei b'makom himso, where he's found now, Ein zele yom chavches, and it's the 13th of the Omer. How does he count the wrong day of Los Angeles? He's very stuck. Third approach is, Gimel, Oz Gimel, he writes, Yispor bo shnei yomim v'yomer. He should count 2 days each night now. He should say, Hayom, shloshas hayom, shem v'chulei, then he should say again, Hayom Abbas Hayom. It's 13th or 14th. I'm not sure if I go based on my personal count. I don't know if I go based on where I am. So he should count two tracks along the way.
How do you make a bracha on the suffix?
So he says, about even forgetting the bracha. The bracha is a problem. But even more than the bracha, how do you count? You have to be clear what day it is. Mm-hmm. So he says, Aval. Das Abne Nezer, Aruga Sabosem, She'ein Lispor Shtayamim Misafik. You can't count 2 days of a suffix, that's not called counting. It's maybe one, it's maybe two. No, that's counting means you have to be very, very definitive. So therefore, he doesn't like any of these three approaches. So what do you do? So what he writes here is as follows. Lenias Daiti, in the last paragraph of this first Mar Makom, Bisate Deshmaya Lahoros Bazeh, I think you should do as follows. Ki kasher yehelayla acher shechitza sakava tarich, when you experience the next night, once you've crossed over the international date line. So again, it was Wednesday when you left Australia. It's then you cross over, now it's Tuesday again. So when Tuesday night comes, even though you counted yesterday's Tuesday night, it's a new Tuesday night, what should you do? And you're there, Leil Chaf Ches B'Nisan, Shuyud Gimel L'Omer, Yispor Od Pam Hayom Shloshas Hayom. You should count the 13th again because that's where it is in Los Angeles. Ava below Bracha, don't say Bracha. Because you counted already yesterday with the Bracha. But however, since you counted, you didn't miss a day. So the following day, the 14th, when everybody else is counting the 14th, Lemacharasa, which is Leil Chavtes Benisan, then he writes Yispor Hayom Arbasar Bibracha. Then you could continue to count with the bracha. And that was the Eitza. Don't count the 13th with the bracha a second time. You already did that back in Australia. You should count the 13th without a bracha like everybody else in that city, in Los Angeles. And then the next night, you could continue to count with the 14th and with the bracha. And that seems to be the psak of everybody when you repeat a day. Where it gets trickier is when you lose a day. When you're traveling from Los Angeles to Australia, and now you've went from Tuesday, and you jump to Wednesday, and you missed out on Tuesday night. So what are you supposed to do in this case? So we're going to have three answers, three approaches here. And at the end, we'll share a piece from the Baal Tanya, a very interesting idea in Halacha, but it has a lot of meaning in Hashkafa as well. So let's go through these three approaches. You look at number three now. on the bottom of page number one. This is the Tshuva Mishnah Halachos Rav Menashe Klein. And if we read just the bold, he just lays out the question again. I know we've seen this a couple of times, but let's just read this again. Adavar Shelaso, that which you ask me, Be'echad Mibnei HaYishuv Sham Shenasim Eretz Yisrael, Lidarom Mizrach, to the Southeast Asia. So a person travels from Eretz Yisrael to East Asia, Southeast Asia. I assume they go traveling to the east. They don't go to the west. But somehow the international dateline gets affected by that. Bimei Sviya Sa'omer. The Ovar Es Kava Tarach HaBein Lu'umi. You cross over the international dateline. V'nevo Lo Al HaMapa Yom Echad. You lost the day because you just went from Tuesday to Wednesday now. Mimei Sviya. U'beshuva Arza. When you return back, Nishape Chadavar. It becomes opposite depending east or west. Fine. Keitzad Yinahig Bimei Sviya. How should one do counting the sphere if you missed the day? Uli'inin chaga shvuos. How do you celebrate shvuos as well? Umalas kvot haraso. That's his reference to the one who asked the question. You suggested, horolo, your suggestion was for such a person who loses a day is as follows. Shikishiagila oso makom mi bod yom. When you get to your destination, it's still daytime. Yimna beli bracha. Count without a bracha. Es yom hanochichi b'osamakum, that place. And then let me explain. You're in Los Angeles. It's Tuesday now. You now fly over, you cross over the international date line. It's Wednesday. You've just now missed Tuesday night to count the 13th. But we know if you miss a Tuesday night in general, you could count the next day, Wednesday, the daytime without a bracha. So if I missed last night was the 15th. I should have said it last night with a bracha. I missed it last night with a bracha. So today I could count 15 without a bracha, and then tonight I could count 16 with a bracha. So even though I never experienced a chance to say at nighttime with a bracha because it went from Tuesday to Wednesday over the international dateline, I could still count on Wednesday. Today's the 15th, for example. So that's the suggestion that, again, you should count wherever you are. You're counting in Australia, the daytime. Count that day even though you missed the nighttime. And then you could continue to count Wednesday night, the following night. That's the suggestion.
When you don't go through the international dateline, isn't it the same
upside? Yeah, I'm saying.
If you miss a day, you can go ahead and make a vote.
Yeah, that's exactly the point. We'll see someone who argues, but we'll see what the difference is. But right now, exactly what I said is that what you're saying, if I missed last night, I could count today without a bracha, and that will continue to allow me to count tonight with a bracha. Same thing. So even though I never experienced a Tuesday night, because it went from Tuesday and jumped right over to a Wednesday, I was never able to say Tuesday night with a bracha because I didn't experience a Tuesday night, I could still count Wednesday, the sphere of what Tuesday night was supposed to be. And then Wednesday night, I could count with a bracha. That's the suggestion that was made by the Shoel.
Well, why can't you count with a bracha?
Because you can't count with a bracha during the daytime. Only at nighttime can you count with a bracha. So since I missed Tuesday night...
Because you landed in the daytime.
I was in the air in the daytime. It went from Tuesday to Wednesday. So now I can't count with a bracha at this point, but I could still catch up the Tuesday night I missed. I could count on Wednesday. And then Wednesday night, I could pick up with a bracha. As long as I didn't miss an entire 24 hours of counting a day, I could always catch up with the bracha. So here, I didn't catch Tuesday night because it wasn't an option for me, but I can say it on Wednesday and then continue to count with the bracha.
What happens if you don't say anything at all? You missed it altogether.
If you miss an entire day, then you can't count with the bracha. You should count without a bracha. But we're trying to keep the bracha as best as we can. So that's the suggestion that Rav Menashe Klein was suggested. So let's look at the last line before we turn the page. This is the day you missed last night because it just changed over, the date changed. From this point on, you may continue to count with the bracha. When you return back, shuv, when you return back, you counted that day, even though you missed the bracha, but you still counted it. You didn't miss an entire day. Mikan ve'elach. Bibracha, you're allowed to count the bracha. Ulin and shvuos, what do you do in terms of shvuos? You count, you keep shvuos wherever you are. That wherever they're celebrating shvuos that day is what you do. That's the psak. That seems to be the simplest psak, the simplest approach. However, Rav Batal Chachma in number 4 makes things a lot more complicated. Not his fault, but he says it's not so clear to suggest that you could just make up that day during Wednesday when it changed over. If you missed Tuesday night, you couldn't say Tuesday night. He thinks that actually becomes a big problem. So take a look what he writes. He poses the question. I want to repeat the question because this is just a confusing topic. So the more we repeat the question, it just becomes clear in our mind. So look at number 4, Nishalti. This is again Rav Batal Stern. Nishalt, he was the one who traveled from, went to Melbourne, went to Vienna, he was the one traveling we spoke about in the beginning. Nishalti Harbi Pam, was asked many, many times, Mibnei America, from the Americans, Shebo Lakan, that came here to Australia, where he was when he was writing the Shuva, the MC Mesfir, they traveled during Sfiras Omer. Ubederach Tisasim, on their travels in the airplane, the Chavan Ma'ariv Ha'olam, Avru Eskava Tarech Habein Le'umi, they crossed over the international dateline. Hukta Matarach Yom Sham, now they jumped over a full 24 hours. It went from Tuesday, and mid-flight, it just changed over 24 hours later, it became Wednesday now. Eichaleim Lisnaig, Benogela Mitzvah Sfiras Omer, Achrei Chasosim Eskav Hatarach. What do you do? How do they count? They missed an entire night time. How do they count Sfiras Omer? And if you look at Os Aleph, he writes, Bashkafa Rishona, the first approach, Nira, like what we just saw in Menashe Klein, Shemayad Achar Shechatzes Eskav Hatarach, whenever you pass over the dateline, O Acharkach Mibod Yom, or maybe sometime afterwards, on Wednesday, even though you missed the Tuesday night, sometime on Wednesday before nightfall, you should count Yispor Bala Bracha, Hayom Arbas Hayom, and Shub Balai Lahaba. The next night, count Yachal Lispor Bracha. That was the suggestion of Menashe Klein, and that's what Rabbi Tal Chachma thinks would be the initial approach to this psak. But then he finds a couple of problems with this. He says, I don't think this is actually a good answer. Why is this not a good answer? You look at Oz Beis now in the bold, he writes, Aval B'emes, in reality, Ze'eno, this doesn't seem to be correct. Ki ein hanidon dom l'raya, the psak, the nidon, is not similar to the proof. The proof is that what you suggested before, Dr. Goldman, that if I miss a night, I can make it up during the day without a bracha, and then I could continue to count. But in this case, he never had a night. There was never a Tuesday night. He could have said it. The Tuesday night didn't exist in his world. It went from a Tuesday to a Wednesday. He says, "Deshaini hach de Shulchan Aruch." The Shulchan Aruch talks about a case. The Shom Avrolav Be'emes, I experienced a full Tuesday night. I just didn't say the bracha. I just didn't count. Bein Tchil Zasvira, Shi Bayom Machras HaPesach, V'alachag HaShavuos Mem Tez Yom Shlemim. Now, he's taking a broad view. In the end of the day, what's Sfira? It's counting 49 full days. I did not count 49 full days. I counted 49 times, but I didn't have 49 24-hour days. Whatever 49 times 24, do quick math, whatever it is, I has left, I have 24 hours less than that. I did not have a full 49 days. So he says, Lo kein benidon, didon, our situation of crossing over the dateline, shel avrolav mitchilas hasvira ad chagashiros rak mem ches yom, I only experienced 48 days. Yes, I counted 49 times, but that's only 48 days. El shbe echad min hayom, one of these days, who suffer base spheres. I counted twice in one day. That's not going to work. Behainu shebeyom shesuffer bo b'America yom yud gimel. The same day on Tuesday that I counted the 13th of the Omer, also yom, that very day, I counted itself, also atzmo sofer, bo b'yom, after I crossed over the kavatarich, I counted the yom yudal Omer. Nimsa, what comes out here is, chaser lo yom echad shalem veich yaseh imken yidei chavasa. It's a good question. I only have 49 times, but only 48 days. So how are you going to be Yotzei Svir? So, oh, maybe we could do the following. Maybe we could suggest the following. There's something in halacha called Miktas Hayom Kekulo. Miktas Hayom Kekulo means a part of a day counts as a full day. The example where it comes up, there are two examples where it comes up in the Gemara, is one by Avelis and one by Nida. A woman's counting Shiv Nakim. So by the seventh day, when she counts the seventh day, she does not need to wait the entire day, but once she counts the seventh day, that becomes as if she counted a full 7 days. That's one example. The other example is by Avelis. The seventh day, you don't have to complete a full 7 days, but the seventh day, the moment the morning comes, mixes the yom, kikulot, kilu, one has kept Shiva all 7 days. So maybe we could say the following here.
Why can't you say that you look at your watch, and you say that according to yesterday, I'm going to count 24 hours, and you could be on the plane, and it still would be night. Even though if you crossed the international deadline, it could still be night. So you count it after 24 hours, and then when you get to Australia, or the other way, then you count where you are in Australia.
But he still say you missed 24 hours, though.
How do you miss it? If you go from New York, if you leave at whatever it is, 12 o'clock, okay, during the day, okay, and then it becomes nighttime, okay, and it's 12 o'clock midnight on your watch. That's a 24-hour day. You completed that particular day, and even though you crossed the international deadline, it might be the next day. So what's
hey, let's do like this. Let's say I leave 8 o'clock in the morning in New York, right, and I get over to the international dateline at, say, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. It's still Tuesday.
Yeah, but you're not getting off the plane. You're still going
to be But the whatever who decides the line is, it now becomes Wednesday, 12 o'clock. I just missed Tuesday night.
It's not Wednesday really for you.
Like I said, but in the world is.
By the clock.
Even when I land, it was
that
Tuesday.
Now,
yeah. But so let's see what he says about Mixas Yom Kippur. So maybe you could suggest Mixas Yom Kippur, which means, you're right, I didn't experience a full Tuesday. I didn't experience a full Wednesday. I had a part of Tuesday. I had part of Wednesday. But let's invoke Mixas Yom Kippur. So granted, I don't have full 24 hours. But by Shiva, one doesn't have full 24 hours of 7 days. By Shiva Nakim, you don't have full 7 days of 24 hours. Yeah, as well. Who said you need 24 full hours of 48 days? I've got, 46 full days and then 2 half days. That's enough. Mixas Yom Kippur. He says, the problem is, we only apply Mixas Yom Kippur when it comes to either when we start the first day of any count or the last day of any count. We don't say the fourth day of Shiva, the fourth day of Shiva Nakim, let's do a Mixas Yom Kippur. It doesn't work that way. When you start something, you could start, okay, part of a day counts. A person is sitting Shiva Laleinu, so the Misa, the Kippur takes place midday Sunday. That first day is called the first day, even though he didn't have a full 24 hours, but he mixes the Yom Kippur. And the last day as well. A little bit of the seventh day, that's called Kilu, you kept the entire seventh day. But the fourth day of any of these counts, you can't apply Mixas Yom Kippur. And therefore he rejects that possibility. That doesn't work either. So he doesn't like this suggestion of when Tuesday turns to Wednesday, count Wednesday, Tuesday night that you missed without a bracha, then continue to count. In the end, you missed a full day. And that's not going to work. So what does he suggest? So take a look at the third and final page here. He says, what has to happen is as follows. You look at the last paragraph in bold where it says, Al-Kain. Al-Kain, and then we'll do numbers 5 and 6 to finish off. Al-Kain, near Elenius Daiti, it appears to me, says Rabbi Sal Stern, the Misha over as Kav HaTarech, one who crosses over the international dateline, the MC Me'asvir, during Svira, May America to Australia. He goes from America to Australia where he skips an entire day. Bein adas lach, so whether or not he has an intent to return back home. Bein adas leshtakeo, maybe he has plans to just remain in Australia. A love lispor b'chol halaylos k'derech shesofrim b'Australia. He should pick up wherever Australia is up to, even though he missed. V'yotzi b'zeh mitzvah sphira b'chol layla. You b'yotzi the sphira. You count wherever you are located. Al koponim l'das hari, at least according to the Ri, who holds that we know there's a big question in general. Is Sfira one big mitzvah, or are they 49 different mitzvahs? So if it's one mitzvah, you missed out in a day. You don't get the mitzvah. You missed out one day when you jump from Tuesday to Wednesday. But there is the opinion of Tosos, the Ri, who says they're all 49 independent mitzvahs. So maybe I only have 48 mitzvahs this year, not 49. But at least I get 48. So at least according to the Ri, you could count every single day, even though you missed one day, b'fnei atzmo. Omnam, however, even though you're counting separately, Kevan Shikanira Chasaliom Echad, you missed an entire day from the Sira. Therefore, he writes, you should say without a bracha. Don't count the bracha. You lose the bracha. That's what happens. You lose the bracha. That's his suggestion. So right now we have two suggestions. One is Rabbi Tal Stern, who says you just missed an entire day and you should continue counting 14, 15, 16, wherever you are, but without a bracha. Or Rabbi Asher Klein is, no, you count Wednesday morning, the 13th, and then you can pick up the next night with a bracha. So those are two suggestions. Had a Paskin, I'm not sure. I'm not sure which one. If it happens to you, let me know. We'll discuss from the much greater Poskin what the Minhag Olam is. But now let's finish off with the third Psak, and then we'll finish off from a very nice piece from the Baal HaTanya. The third Psak is found by the Piskei Tshuvos. And this is a very, very interesting, somewhat of a strange Psak, but it's a very, I think, a meaningful, there's an empowering message in this Psak. And that's as follows. The Piskei Tshuvos quotes from, I think this may have been from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, his suggestion. Number 5. Ein lo lischashev b'mashu Yehudi ha-makum sofrim. Don't count based on how they're counting wherever you are. Don't count based on what they're doing in Australia. Don't count based on what they're doing in New York or Los Angeles. El tzarech lahamshech es ha-sfir shelo. You have to continue to count your personal sfira kifisha sofer ad ata b'li ledaleg. what you counted without skipping over a day, or lehachbil yom echad without repeating a day. How do you repeat a day? Tonight's 13, I did it 13 yesterday. Or how do you go from 13 and skip to 15? How do you miss a day? It doesn't make sense. If I was in New York, I started whatever day, even though I went from Tuesday to Wednesday. And now I'll show you they're counting the 14th. If I'm still up to 13 and they're counting 14, I should count whatever I'm up to. Do your own personal suggestion. He says, why? It's a mitzvah that's incumbent upon each individual personally. It's not a community. Usfartim lachem, it says in the pasuk. Each person has to count their own sphira. It does not depend on where you're located. It doesn't depend on Bezdin. Now, what's very strange about this one is, if you walk this through, so that means the night of Shavuos, if I'm in Australia, they're keeping Shavuos, and I'm counting 49 when they're keeping Shavuos already. So I have to keep Shavuos when they're keeping Shavuos. When it comes to Yantav, it certainly depends on the Minhag HaMakom, but it's very odd that Leil Shavuos, I'm counting Sfiras Omer. He doesn't address that, and for that reason alone, I would imagine most poskim don't hold to this, but the message is very interesting that there's a personal count to Matan Torah. Now, walk through the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Baal Tani number 6, and you'll see, make this a little bit more, meaningful, this personal count when it comes to Sfira. Even though we don't paskin this way, but at least Matan Torah is something very, very individualized and personalized. So he points out, when it comes to the counting of Shavuos, 50 days, 49 days and the 50th day of Shavuos, it doesn't always turn out that it's on the day that Matan Torah was given. Matan Torah was given to us on the 6th of Vav Sivan. Now, depending on how many days are in a month, that 50 days, we always count 49 days. But the 50th day, which is Shavuos, may not always end up on the 6th of Sivan. If, let's say, the Nisan and Iyar are both 30 days. Nisan is today's day 30 of Nisan. So that's a full 30-day month. And let's say Iyar is also a 30-day month. That's going to now make Shavuos on, hey, one day earlier. Because Iyar, for us, is really 29 days, but it could be, in theory, 30 days long. So we now counted an extra day, so that means Shavuos is going to be one day earlier in Hey Sivan. Or let's say today was really Aleph Iyar, and there's only 29 days of Nisan, and Iyar is also only 29 days the next month. That means we're going to push off Shavuos one more day to Zion. That wasn't the day the Torah was given. So look what he writes here. B'yom chamishim l'sfiras omer, the 50th day of counting Sfira, hu chag Shavuos, as we know. Hanikra, Ateres, Belashin Chachamim, Shenamar, Tisperu, Chamishim Yom, he cropped them, we should count 50th days. Ukrasim Betzema Yom Azeh, that day is called Mikra Kodesh, that 50th day is Shavuos. Ulufi Cheshbon Kviyas Achadashim, according to the calculation of months, Hamasr Biodenu, Shechodesh Nisan Humale, like today is day 30, it's a complete full 30 day month. Liolam, it's always 30 days. Vechodesh Iyar is always Chaser, it's always missing one day, which means it's always 29 days. So liolam yechag ze b'shishi b'sivan. Shavuos will always fall out. 50 days from counting will always be in shisha b'sivan, vav sivan. Sharei yemei sfira maschilin mitez zayin b'nisan. The first day is the 16th of Nisan. That's when we start counting sfira. Imkein, that means there are 15 days for count of Nisan. Yom shem mitez zayin ad sofa chodesh, that's 15 days. And then there are chavtes yom of Iyar, which is always 29 days. So 15 plus 29 puts us at 44. Shisha Yomim b'Sivan, then 6 days into Sivan, that's Chamishim, that's 50th days. That's Shavuos. L'fikach anu omrim b'Shavuos zman matan Torah seinu. Shisha b'Sivan net Torah Yisrael. That works out very nicely. The 6th day of Sivan is Shavuos. That's zman matan Torah seinu. But he points out, aval b'zman shayu mekad shina chadashim apiria. There was a time in history where they did not have exact calculations. They did not have an exact calendar. It was based on the Riyah. I mean, if Adam came and they saw the new moon, they didn't see the new moon, that would dictate whether Nisan is 29 days or 30 days. That would dictate whether or not Iyar is 29 days or 30 days. That's how Pi Riyah, based on people seeing. Efsher, it's possible, Leos. Gam Chodesh Nisan Chaser. It could be that Nisan would also be 29 days. Vaya Chag Shavuos Shu Yom Chamishim LaOmer. B'shiva b'sivan, that means we're missing one day. We have to count one extra day in Sivan, which should fall out on the 7th Sivan, which would be keeping Shavuos. And im haya gam chodesh iyar malei, had iyar been a full 30-day month, then chag Shavuos would be yom chamishim l'omer, one day earlier, because we counted an extra day of iyar. That would be chamisha b'sivan. Af she'eno b'yom matan Torah, even though that's not the day the Torah was given. Ein mekachlum, that doesn't bother us. Shakasev lo talachag hayom zeh biyom matan Torah. The Shavuos does not depend on when historically matan Torah was given. V'lo b'kama yom l'chodesh, not which day the month was given. Rak b'chamishim l'omer. 50 days from the Omer, which means l'fi cheshbon hamaser b'yadeinu l'yom. The way we count is personalized, it's individualized. We're not trying to recall the historical matan Torah. We're trying to create a new matan Torah, our own new experience of matan Torah. So whenever that is, whether it's Hey Sivan or Zion Sivan or Vav Sivan, that becomes our current, our modern day Matan Torah Seinu, does not have to be in the Matan Torah of the historical Matan Torah. So that's the Hashkafa point, the Machshav point, the thought that each year we're reconnecting with Matan Torah, we're having a new Kabbalah Torah, but in the end day, it comes to Lach Lamaisa, we don't assume this way. We don't assume when it comes to Sphira, you should count your own personal Sphira against the Minhag HaMakom. The two options are either Rav Menashe Klein, count without a bracha, then catch up and count with a bracha, or like Rav Tal Stern, the rest of the time you should count without a bracha. Okay? Next week I'm not around again, but B'at Hashem, afterwards I'll be here. We'll do some other interesting shilas on the sphere. Yes?
Do